Hello, everyone. Welcome to the session, The Road to Success. I'm William Murray, the president of the Millionaire Mastermind Institute, which is a business institute for entrepreneurs and future entrepreneurs. It is here where we build millionaire mindset and businesses. The topic for this session is called Live Your Dream. Everyone has dreams. Everyone has goals, desires, wants. But you have to work toward fulfilling your dream in order to get that which you want. Everything takes time, so you really got to have patience and perseverance. I talk about the two P's. Patience and perseverance. And that will almost guarantee you success if you're willing to put in the action and the time that it takes and the growth period. Because just going in business has no value if you don't know what you're doing and getting the right proper guidance, the education, and you just truly, I can't emphasize enough how important it is to have coaches. If y'all only knew how many coaches I have, I pay dearly for my coaches. My coaching, as far and as deep as I am, as much knowledge and information I have, I too have coaches to keep me online so I can fulfill my dream. I want to live my dream. I want everyone that enters my life space to live their dream. That's the reason I founded and am president of the Millionaire Mastermind Institute. Because of the fact that I found and realized that God gave me my purpose. Like they say, the two most important days of your life is the day you were born and the day you realize why. Well, my purpose changed as time goes on, and now my purpose that God has given me is the Millionaire Mastermind Institute to help you build and grow your business so you can take care of your family, your children, and your children's children, and your children's children, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's what this is about. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to go ahead and get into this session titled Live Your Dream. So I want you to tune in, listen in, get your pencil and paper because you are going to need it. Get your pencil and your pad so you can take notes. Never come to a session without taking notes. You must take notes. Here we go. Live your dream.
Welcome to tonight's session. Your dream. This is William Murray. Live your dream. Do you know that all you can do, let's put it this way, no, do all you can do to stretch you, to challenge you. You have to challenge you. They have to stretch you to reach the highest limit of your limit. See, once a man's mind or a woman's mind is expanded with an idea or concept, it will never be satisfied going back to where it was. See, that's why the education is so important. Once you get the knowledge and information, no one will take that from you. Your mind will know about where it was. It's just like a grape. Once you take a grape out of a feeling, it expands. And you can never again put it back in that feeling. But that's your mind. And with an idea of concept, you can't go back to where you were. You know, you do not get in life what you want. You get in life what you are. You may want this and want that and want this and want that. But if you aren't putting forth the effort, or otherwise, let's put it streetwise, the hustle, you're only going to get what you are, which is lazy, because you have to put in the work. You got to get rid of that laziness. Because this is something about being lazy and not doing. Laziness and non-activity move so slowly that poverty eventually overcomes it. Now think about what I said. Because poverty will overcome anything that moves slow if you're not working towards living your dream. And you get in life what you are. Now, a question you got to ask yourself, and you have to answer, you're the one that has to answer this and realize this. What are the two greatest days of your life? What are the two greatest days of your life? Of course, you know the number one is the day you were born. There is no greater than that. And the second one is the day you realize why. Why were you born? We were all born for a reason. And another question, so you can find out your purpose of why you were born. What are you guys doing right now? What is you guys doing at least that you can do 7 days a week? That will keep you smiling. That will keep you happy. That will keep you smiling. Okay, what is like my passion is teaching, educating, being on stage, giving you the guideline on how to build your life the successful entity for which you were born. I could do that every day. And it would just keep me smelling. All you would see, I'll be smelling from ear to ear, from elbow to infinity. That's what happens if I could speak and teach every day, all day. That is my purpose. I realize my purpose. See, I know my why. Why I was born. I realize how I was born into my purpose. So what I would like to do with 7 days a week to keep you smiling, is keep doing what I'm doing right here, right now, or being live on stage, giving you my knowledge, my information, and my expertise. What is it you do for free? What is it that you would do for free, but you become so good at it that people pay you for it? Now think about that. I can say, get on paper and write this down and answer these questions to yourself, because they'll open up your avenue. It will open up your avenue. The questions to ask that you yourself are going to have to answer. And once you answer those questions, you will see the blessing of what you're getting from the questions you ask, and more than that, from the answer you get from the question. Now think about what I'm telling you. Because everyone wants to live their dream. Everyone has somewhere they want to go, something they want to do. They have somewhere they want to be in life. In life. So what did you do for free? But you become so good at it that people pay you for it. What is it? Think about it. That's living your dream. Because I became so good at what I used to do for free, that now people do pay me for it. You know, I used to speak for free. I used to get my knowledge and made for free. But now people pay me for what I do. See, here's the thing about it. When you're not fulfilling your purpose, you are committing spiritual suicide. Think about what I'm telling you. Find your purpose. What is your purpose? Find your purpose. Your life is given to you. God is giving you. You are waking up every day for a purpose. What is that purpose? You aren't waking up just to wake up. But hey, it's time to wake up. No. You're waking up with another purpose for your day. For you waking up for your existence. Working on the second reason that you were born. It's the why. See, why is one of the most powerful questions that ever existed. That's why when a child asks you 1,000 times for anything you say, why, you can't tell that child to be quiet, because they're asking you a question that's giving them a future and a reason for them to grow a purpose, to grow to their purpose of tomorrow. So when life gives you that, and you ask yourself, why? Answer it. Answer your why. What is your why? Are you working towards your why? Are you fulfilling your purpose? Or are you committing spiritual suicide? Yeah, I'm going to give you questions that you got to answer. That's the reason you should write these questions down and answer them. See, that's the reason why I asked you and I'm giving you this in the manner that I'm giving it to you. This is a class. This is education. This is to make you think. That's my purpose. To make you think. And that grows you. That builds you. The more you answer the question that I ask. Yeah, see, there I go again. There goes back to what I first said. That once your mind's expanded with an idea or concept, it never satisfies his answer going back to where it was. You can never go back to where you were. Once you ask yourself these questions and get the answers. The answers are your power. The questions and the answers give you your power. Your understanding, your reason, your why. So you can't be afraid. You can't be afraid to do what needs to be done. You can't play it safe. Life is not meant to be played safe. You just have to put yourself in a position to win. And you put yourself in a position to win. And work towards that goal. And you will win as long as you're putting in the work and working to improve. For what's like the question I asked, and you hear me say this many a time. What did you do yesterday that you have to work on today to improve your tomorrow? What is it that you worked on yesterday? See, these questions are focused. I'm giving you a guideline to get you where you want to go with the questions I'm giving you that you yourself have to answer. I'm giving you just answer them. This is part of your education, part of your growing, part of you living your dream. Because if you aren't living your dream, and you're just wishing and wishing and wishing, your dream eventually becomes a nightmare. No one likes to have nightmares. Live your dream. Live your dream. Live your dream. Let me tell you the story of someone I'm coaching right now who positions himself to become a bigger winner. They position themselves to become a bigger winner. But here's what she's doing. She's been on a job now for 40-some years. She's just a couple years from retiring, so, and she's put in the time, so when she retired, she retired almost 100% of her salary. And she, we've been talking, and I'm coaching her and educating and putting together her plan for her future. But when she retires, she's still going to be young. She's going to be in her early 60s, right there at 60. But she's put in the time that's going to give her almost her complete salary when she retires. And we'd be talking, and what she does contracts. She does government contracts. I'm talking about contracts for $3 million, $10 million, $25 million that these companies submit to the government. They get these government contracts. Well, they have to go through her, and she has to do the paperwork to finalize and make sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed for these people to get everything, you know, done right so they can win the bid on the contract. And from her, it goes to the yes or no people. But she's got to make sure that the contract that you give her is the contract with the I's dotted and the T's crossed to be correct for you to have a chance to be it and win that contract. So I was telling her that what you're doing now, although you're making a very good salary, you put in time, don't retire now, go ahead and finish. But in somewhere around 24 months, when you retire and you don't really want to stop working, you didn't have to look for a JOB. You got one. I'm showing her and getting her to put together her database. So when she retires, you know, there are companies out there that will pay her to write a contract, because she's no passion, it's only 40-something years. She can write a contract for that company, but then submit it to the government. If they're asking for $3, $5, $25, $50 million, what is it worth to them for her to write that proper contract to the government, because she's been doing it all this time? She can ask $100,000. If she's writing a $5 or $10, $15, $20, $30 million contract, she can ask for a fee of $500,000. Because she's already been doing it for all these years. She's excited. She's dotting her I's, crossing her T's, and putting everything together so she can get in one contract with the government right now is paying her a year. Think about that. She's prepared herself to be have her own and be very, very wealthy. See, that's preparing yourself, putting yourself in a position to win. See, she's in a win-win situation right now. She's aware of her value. She knows her purpose. And she's proud and excited about her future, about her retirement, because she gave herself and put herself in a position to win. She put herself in a position to win. Because just think, in order to make all that big money, all she got to do is do 2, 3, 4 contracts a year. If she works on her, if she don't like doing one, she won't do it. She works at her pace to get to have. Because she prepared herself. She had the knowledge and the information. So she's preparing herself for a government position to win. She put herself in a position to win. She knows contracts. How many companies out there are looking for someone like her to write a contract to the government that they know this person is experienced enough? I need $10 million in order to do this job that the government needs done. Who's going to write the contract? Well, that's when they call her and say, hey, look, you got the experience. You got 47 years experience at this. We want $10 million. What's your fee? She tell them, I got to write the contract. My fee's $500,000. You think they're not going to pay her $500,000 for her to get them 10? Think about that. She put herself in a positive position to win. That's what you have to do. Put yourself in that position. Are you putting yourself in that position to win? You know, I look at my situation. I'm looking at me. You know, people say, "Who are y'all talking about you?" Well, who knows me better than me? Who knows me better than me? Nobody. So I'm going to use my experience because I've got a plenty. You know, I look at my situation. You know, I speak in front of and share the stage with many, many very highly educated people. People have their PhDs, their doctors, you know, their masters, their MBAs. But let me tell you about me and mine. You know, because I speak in front of and try to stage with people with many degrees who have PhDs. You know, one day I realized something. I said, oh, wow. I do have a PhD that's not from the university. I have a PhD. I have a public high school diploma. That's a PhD. Public high school, that's my PhD. I also have a master's. I'm a master at teaching you how to build and grow your business. That's my master's. I have a doctor's degree. I operate on your mind. I do. I operate on your mind. Teaching you the thought and the action process to success. See, that makes me a doctor because I operate on your mind. And I also am working on my MBA. I am working on my MBA. My mega bank account. MBA. Mega bank account. See, through all that I am working on, but because I study and research and study and research so much and speak so much that I now, me, am to me, at least to me, I am these degrees. I'm these degrees. So here's the thing about all of those now, you know, and I laugh, brother, that is true. My PhD is my public high school diploma. My master's is the fact that I'm mastered at teaching you how to build and grow your business. That's my master's. My doctorate is that I operate on your mind and teach you the thought, not the process, the best. That's my doctorate. And through all these things I'm working on, and which helps me, I'm working on my MBA, which is my mega bank account, because I get paid to do these things. So here's the way I look. The way you change the way you look at things, and the way you look at things change. Now, do you hear what I'm saying? Now, understand what I'm saying. See, this is why I teach you about your third eye and your third ear, which is your spiritual sense. Change the way you look at things, and the way you look at things change. So you have to look at things in a manner that's positive and a plus and a truthful to you and what you're doing. What are you doing? Look at you. Don't worry about what someone else is doing. Unless you're looking at them, see how you can DDI. Borrow, duplicate, improve up on it, and grow you. Grow you. See, I realized many years ago that reading and studying can seriously damage your ignorance. Hello? Reading and study can seriously damage your ignorance. Think about it. That's fact. Never forget that intelligence rules the world. Ignorance carries the burden. Therefore, you remove yourself as far as possible from ignorance and seek as far as possible to be intelligent. Now, what does that mean when I say therefore remove yourself as far as possible from ignorance? That means study. Do your research. Read. Because when you learn and you read and study, exist and just exist. And that's what you have to do. Remember this. Like we said, a self-education will give you almost everything you seek. Once you graduate high school or college, that's when your studies really began. College only prepares you for your studies to become what your greatness in you is. What did you seek? What do you want to be when you grow up? I just did a senior citizen thing about a couple of weeks ago. And one of the questions I asked the people in the room, all of them were older than me. I'll be 65 in about 35 days. And I asked them, what do you want to be when you grow up? If I ask the senior citizens that, what do you want to be when you grow up? Because you're like me, see. I'm never going to grow up. I know I'm going to die at a young age. I'm just going to be older when I do it. I'm just going to be older when I do it. That's all. I'm never going to die at a young age. I mean, I know I'm going to die at a young age. I enjoy life so much that I'm never going to get old. I'm only going to get older. That's all. Older, not old. Because age and old age is just a frame of mind, baby. Oh, you're going to get older. You look at them, oh, God, I'm old. I'm 30. I used to be throwing crack when they turned 30 years old. And I'm thinking, Lord God, you haven't even touched the crap and the enjoyment and everything, the education that life has to give you. Because every day of your life, when you look at it and you tell yourself that my best is yet to come. See, these people out there who are afraid to tell you their age, oh, I can tell you my age. No, don't ask a woman her age. I'm going to brag about every day and every year that God gave me, my creation gave me, that I can brag about. Because if you want to stop getting old, you know what the solution that is, don't you? There's only one way to stop getting old. And I am not in no hurry to go to my grave. Study and learn and self-educate and read and study and research. Do you really realize how powerful you really are? You, yeah, I'm talking to you. Do you realize how powerful you are? Look at it this way. You are one out of 9 million sperm cells. And you won that, and you won that race. You were the strongest. You won that race out of 9 million sperm cells. And 9 months later, there you were. There you were. You already a winner. You're already a great winner. You beat out 9,000 other sperm cells. You have to go through life being bold. You got to be bold, stand up front, be in front. Lead the pack. And lead the pack of one. Lead the pack of one, which is yourself. When you lead you, and you do it in a manner that gives value to everything around you, you will see yourself and your wealth grow. But you got to be a leader of you. You can't go through life being casual. You can't. I mean, if you go through life being casual, eventually you're going to end up a casualty. Now, think about what I'm telling you. You got to take life head on, baby. I mean, take it head on. See, everything you've been through should push you. Everything you go through is only pushing you to your destiny. We all have a destiny. Mock to. And y'all know what that says. I tell you all the time, mock to. That means it is written. Mock to. So to your life, you say, mock to. It is written. Because what you're going through is push you to your destiny. You got to embrace your pains You got to embrace those struggles, integrate them. Embrace it. Integrate. You're great. There is greatness in all of us. Everyone has greatness. No one is no greater than the other person. It's just the effort that one person puts in, goes through, study, research, and look at what happened in their life. Because you got to realize, what happens to your life is only 10%. The other 90% is how you react to it. How do you react to it? Think about what God you react. Are you seeing it negatively? Or are you seeing that that's the way God wants you to learn the lesson that experience is teaching you? Know this. You cannot climb the ladder of success with your hands in your pocket. That self-explanatory. You cannot climb that ladder if you won't take your hands out of your pocket. See, your life as a GPS system. Your life. Follow it. Follow the GPS system to get there. It's there for you. Just do your homework, your research, and put in the work. Realize this. Inside of you, is a person you do not know. Inside you is the strength that you are unworthy to have. Let it out, baby. Let it out. Let out that strength, that power. Let out that other you. If you want to see you, and I know we all do, that's the reason y'all do change like listen to this show. You do it in your dinner, you have those dreams of greatness and wealth. You raise that family. You take care of your family, yourself, those around you. You just be the eye, and you grow. You want to see. Here's something you have to do. Sometimes you have to fire you. Hello. Hello. William to everyone else, did you hear that? Sometimes they can fire you and hire the new you. Because inside you is a person you don't know, you let them out. Let them out. Fire the old you and hire the new you. You know, life is really easy. It is. It's the people that make it difficult. We make our own lives difficult. We make life difficult. But if it were easy, real easy to everyone, everybody be doing it. You have to learn to be special, a specialty. What's your specialty? What value do you give to someone that someone else is not giving you? Your business, what is the value of your business, of your sales? Or whatever it is that you do, what is the specialty of your life? And you know what, if you must ask me why I'm moving so directionally, I said directionally fast. It's because I have to get there before I forget where I'm going. You do. You have to get there before you can get where you're going. No matter how long it takes you, you have to work directionally, fast. Because you don't want to get where you're going to do. Because you're one of the main problems. One of the main problems is that we have a tendency to forget where we're going. You do. After a while, you get tired, you get frustrated, and you want to give up. And you look back and go, what was I doing? Why am I doing what I'm doing? I'm having a hard time. I'm not making the money I want to make. My business ain't going fast. I want to grow. You forget. Where you going? That's a bad tendency that we have. You tell yourself this day, right now, this is my decade. It's my time. It's time for me. It's my time. It's my time. working on the road to success.
All right, all right, all right. Here's what I'm going to do. I want all of you to take your time. I want you to write down questions or comments or when I open up the lines in a few moments to take answers, to take questions or comments and have a discussion. So I'm going to give you a few minutes, but I want to give some time to let you know about the Millionaire Mastermind Institute and everything. So put together what you want to talk about, y'all, your questions and your comments. We have about 30 minutes left in the program. Let me tell you about what the Millionaire Mastermind Institute has planned. We have an 8-hour business educational workshop planned for April the 30th, which is a Saturday, from 10 to 6. It's titled Wealth Building Business Success. Wealth Building Business Success Workshop. Now, y'all go doing a workshop, I'll put y'all to work. You know I'll put you to work. This ain't no sit down and listen and do this. No, you're going to do what needs to be done for you to build and grow your business. You're going to do things, the social media stuff, your planning, you know, your licensing, your guidelines for building and growing your business, for your mindset. We'll help you write your book if you want to write a book. We're going to teach you about health because, you know, your health is your wealth. All the money in the world is useless to you if you're not healthy. So on Saturday, April 30th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and doors will open at 9:30. Y'all please be on time because at 10 o'clock with you, there or not, we're kicking off. It's going to be at 8101 Sandy Spring Road, Suite 290. That's in Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L, Maryland, 20707. And that's behind 8103. You'll see a sign that says Laurel Municipal Center. Turn in there, come to the back of the building. There's 8101. To get tickets, go online to MMInstitute, the number 4, .eventbrite.com. That's www.MMInstitute4, the number 4, .eventbrite, .com. We're going to have a continental breakfast for you. And for each ticket, this is what's going on. For each ticket that you buy, you can bring a teenager for free. Now, the cost of the event is only $49. Now, here's what the question I'm going to ask you. Are you and your business worth $4.09 an hour? That's all it's costing you to be there. You get all this $1 million of information, and it's the way to grow your business. $49 an hour. That's $4.09 an hour. And it's $2.45 an hour if you bring a teenager. Now you got two. If you want to bring a second teenager, it's half price. You'll see that on the Eventbrite page. If you have any questions, just call the Institute at 240-619-2019. That's 240-619-2019. Or go to our website. Our website is mminstitute.info. mminstitute.info. And for those of you that have a Facebook page, just go to your Facebook page and type in Millionaire Mastermind Institute. Millionaire Mastermind Institute. Because like our motto is, in order to grow, you must know. Because what we do is we build millionaire mindsets and businesses. So it's up to you. It's there for you. See, I'm giving you your blessing. It's whether or not you're telling God, I accept this blessing that you give me. $49 for all this information. All these experts are going to be there that you can do one-on-one sessions with. The top business minds in the country and each of them is an expert in their field of business. And you say, oh, I can't put no 10 hours in. I can't spend no $49 for let a new movie come out. Let a pair of shoes that you want come out. Let a new gadget that you want come out. The question you ask yourself, is what I'm spending my money on growing my mind? Because if you take the money out of your wallet and put it on your brain, the money that you spend on your brain will multiply your wallet 10 times. Think about it. Now, what else I'm going to do for you? You know, I tell you about my sessions that I have that you can purchase. The 6 30-some-minute sessions, 6 of them, Taylor Road Success. 6 sessions, 3 hours, almost 3.5, 4 hours, for $27. Every one of y'all should buy those sessions. I spent a lot of time, money, and effort putting those together for you. Go to www.tipsonsuccess.com/William Murray, M-U-R-R-Y, /success. That's tipsonsuccess.com/William Murray/success. That's Murray, M-U-R-R-Y, no A. And here's another gift that comes along with that. You buy those 6 sessions, and we'll throw you a bonus of 6 free sessions in. Title. Was it Changing Your Paradigm? Changing Your Paradigm. And you get an additional 6 sessions, which means now you got a total of 12 sessions for almost 7 hours for $27. Now, here's something I want you to do. And if you have children, sit down with your children and say, baby, I want you to sit down for 30 minutes. And we're going to talk about this session that I'll be ready to play and listen to. We're going to listen to it. And then we're going to discuss it. You want to see the mindset of your children change. You want to see the growth in them. You want to see them calm down and understand life and business a lot better. Take that hour. Say, well, an hour. This is my hour. You're going to listen to this, and then we are going to discuss it. And watch how your children change. Watch how their mindset change, how their calmness change, how they get to understand business and life and things better. That's the choice that's totally up to you. You sit down and listen to them. When you're in your car, turn your radio off and turn these on. See, I tell y'all, my car is not a car to me. It's my four-wheel university. While I'm driving, I'm listening and learning. That's when you do. You say, I ain't got time. Yes, you do, because you got to go from here to there. Put it in, don't give a name, for 5, 10, 15 minutes or half an hour. On your way to work, play them and watch how your mindset changes and how you understand and appreciate what you're doing now more because you're just building yourself. You're going to see a client. Play one of them. You're having a bad day. Play one of them. Situation just doesn't feel right. Play one. I'm going to open up the lines, y'all. I want to have a conversation. I want to have a conversation. If you want to talk, because all lines are unmuted, but in case you're having difficulty, always check *6 to get in. Always check *6. The lines are open. Somebody talk to me.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, thank you so much for this evening session. I really enjoyed it.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Candace from North Carolina.
All right, Candace. Your first time calling. I'm so proud you have the nerve to speak up.
Yeah, tonight I really enjoyed the session. It's very motivational. So I just, one thing that really stuck out with me, you know, a lot of times when we talk about pursuing our passions, you know, we think about things that we're fired up about. But what if you find that you have multiple passions and you're finding that you're having a hard time deciding which one to pursue? Is there a way that you can concentrate that down, or should you just go ahead and pursue all of them? What's your advice when it comes to pursuing your passions if you have more than one?
Have you ever heard the saying, jack of all trades and master of none?
I have.
That reply, that goes very perfectly with that. Pick out which one will build you and grow you and give you the most pleasure at what you do. See, some of them are just ideas, but there's nothing more powerful than ideas when time has come. But you got to make sure that you can put in the time and the patience and the study of that will build you and grow you. Look at what is around you. See, here's what success is. Success is finding a need and filling it. Because somebody said, well, I'm doing this and I'm making all this money, don't mean you can do it. Is that what you want to do for the rest of your life? Is that going to give you a future? Is that going to be something that's going to be valuable today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year? Because the success is giving people value. You must give value. So you have to decide, you have to look and see. And see, that's where a coach comes in. And I keep telling you about coaching, get a coach, get a coach, get a coach, get a coach, get a coach. And a lot of people don't understand. Well, I can do this myself. Okay, go ahead. And watch the struggles you go through and the things you don't do that your intentions are doing because you don't have no one that's gnawing in your ear telling you this is what you have to do. If you pay me $500 and I bring you $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, where have you lost your money at spending that $500? So you got to put your priorities straight. Stop buying all what you see. So our problem is, we're living a want life. Oh, I want this. I want to do this. I want these shoes. I want this bag. I want this latest gadget. I want this new outfit. But it's not a want life that's going to make you successful. It's a need life that's going to make you successful. You only get what you need until you can afford to buy, baby, what you want. So while we're living a want life now, see, we're consumers. People of color, we are consumers. We have a 1.2 trillion, you heard me say a 1.2 trillion with a T, gross national income per year. Well, on the damn thing. Think about that. You go stand on any 10, 15, 20-story building, and as far as you can see, of a city, of homes, of developments, and we own less than 3%. And we got a $1.2 trillion gross national yearly income. Think about that. Because we are consumers. We are taught to buy. See, poor people are taught to buy. Rich people are taught to invest.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of you buying those red bottom shoes, invest in a company. So every time somebody else ain't smart as you and want their red bottom shoes, what are they doing in your pocket? Cha-ching, baby. You want that brand new gadget that just came out with what you have is sufficient? Then just take that money instead of buying that gadget, put that money down and stock on that gadget, on that company. And every time somebody buys that gadget, what happens? It changes to you. See, we've got to learn to invest and stop being consumers. I dressed like today. I was out today. See what that means? I was out today. And this is, I went to the car wash today, getting to wipe down my car. And this lady said to the guy, I said, Mr., do you look that good every time when you come out? I told her, every day. Because every day I'm meeting beautiful people like you that need my help. She said, well, what do you do that I need your help? And then I told her. I explained to her. She took my number down. She's supposed to listen tonight. I don't know if she's not. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 new callers tonight. She might be one of the people on who whose name and number I don't have. Now, dress and attire means a lot, but when you dress and look good, baby, you know you feel good. Because you never know, you'll meet that million-dollar person that you've been looking for. Well, that person you're looking for, hey, baby, they're looking for you. So, Candace, all I can tell you there is figure out which one best fits and suits you. That's where your coach comes in. That is truly where someone like me comes in. I'm a 40-plus year entrepreneur. I know business, but I'm going to run now. And what I don't know answers to, I'll find out for you.
Well,
did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
And I'm here. Just call my number, 240-619-2019. I hope you wrote that down. See, you got to come to this call with a pencil and paper, baby, because you will need it. Lines are open, y'all. Don't let that off, Candace. You can come in as many times as you want tonight. Okay? Lines are open, y'all. Somebody talk to me. Now, here's something I always tell you. And evidently, I'm not getting through. I'm really not getting through to y'all. I can't be. If everyone on here has a business or want a business, you are a public speaker. You can't be a James Bond and be secret 008. You got to learn to speak up. You're marrying you. You're among your friends. It's just me and you. Nobody but me and you. Talk to me.
Hey, Brother Mary.
Brother Drew, how you doing, my brother?
Hey, everything's well. Everything's well. It's always a pleasure to just plug in, man, and just get saturated with information that I know is essential to help me grow. And, you know, it's your platform, and I appreciate you inviting me in to listen because I'm in the energy business. And, you know, when I first started, I did not realize the significance of how one can either help the planet, help people, or profit. Because people go in business to make money. And so, in being in the energy business, and I guess I have to share it this way too so individuals can understand, working to be a network marketing professional. Because there's so much stigma been placed on network marketing that I put myself in a position, if I can't tell you the truth and you understand it, if you don't understand the truth that I'm saying, then it wouldn't make me no difference whether you partner with me or not. My purpose is to make sure that you understand the truth about a profession. And I'm good with that. Whether I help the planet, whether I help people, or whether I profit is important. But what's most important is understanding the truth about a profession. Something you mentioned is very important. You said reading and studying can seriously damage your ignorance.
Yes.
And you know, I was just pondering that because, see, an individual told me a long time ago, and I never forgot, it was very important, he said, Andrew, you might pay a high price for education, but you're going to pay a high price for ignorance.
That's right.
I'm working on something that I know can help people, whether it's help the planet or not. Everybody's not interested in helping the planet. But I do know that people can be helped. I know that another stream of income can be created. And I'm doing something to help somebody because it might be somebody that's looking for something and don't know what they want to do. But they are afraid. It's like I was afraid when I first started, afraid about what somebody going to think, afraid about somebody going to say. But you know,
yeah,
it's good to grow to a point where you don't worry about that. It's good to grow. It's good to grow. It's all right to have the board with the pictures on it about the cars and the houses. It's all right to let your imagination run to a great degree where, yes, it's possible. But when things start happening inside of you that people cannot see, they only can see your action.
Right.
That's what's important to me. That's what's important to me, to see the action. So I just share with anybody that on the call that just might not know right now which way they want to go, just might be on the fence, just might be thinking, hey, maybe there is something that somebody got that they can share with me. Just might pique my interest. Or maybe I know something that I didn't know before. Or maybe just being knowledgeable of something that I did not know could be beneficial. But I'll share my telephone number. 301-586-2177. Again, that's 301-586-2177. Anybody interested in hearing something new or learning something new for the first time that they might not be familiar with, give me a call. I share the information. Don't cost anything to listen.
No, Drew.
If you don't call, I'm all right if you don't call. I'm serious about it.
So you help people make money with their energy. You know, and that's what you do. You teach them how to save money with their average everyday bills. And those who don't know what to do, this is a good chance for employment also, for becoming an entrepreneur, having doing your own thing. So, Drew, my brother, you know, you've been under my coaching now for, what, a couple years almost? And, man, the change I see in you, my brother, is unbelievable. And I'm so proud. And I keep saying that, man. But you don't miss not one of my sessions, my call-in, and you come to every one of my live teachings, man, all my classes when I do. Because that's where you really, really get down to the nitty-gritty. We get
I appreciate you. The things that I have learned from you when you're talking about people having a coach, things of that nature, you never know how one can be encouraged to meet a challenge in their life that they thought they could meet. And not only am I proud to be affiliated with you, I'm proud of myself for taking the risk. Because I didn't know.
Yeah. I remember, man. I remember my brother. Like I told you, I heard a change in your voice. I heard a change in the way you speak. And I know, man, and I'm proud. I'm not ashamed to pat myself on the back. And I'm going to take some credit for it. Because you've been listening to me. I'm your personal coach, you know, other than here. And I can see the change and the growth in you. So I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to do with you.
Well, you know, when I came on the call tonight, we were laughing because I told you I was coming from the plantation. And I thought about it because I remember I was talking to you one morning and you were sharing about when you get up and go to your office, you just walk down the hall in your house. And I said, well, I got to get dressed, I got to go get the train, I got to catch the train downtown, then I got to come to the job. Mm-hmm. Then coming back, I got to walk to the train, get the train home, and drive home. The show is a difference between from the bedroom to the office.
Yeah. You know. 1 second.
Go ahead, Drew. That was Medina. She's speaking to someone.
Oh, no. I'm just saying it's a big difference. It's a big difference in walking to your office in your home and going to a job. But what you show me is where I want to be.
Hey, man, ain't nothing like that long, long, long 3-second commute that I have.
I'm going to get there. I'll stick with you. I'm going to get there.
All right. Hey, baby, you keep doing what you're doing. to keep doing what you're doing. Lines are open, y'all. Somebody talk to me. All of you business people out there, and all of y'all want to be a secret agent 008. That makes no sense. This is where you do your practice. This is where you get your comfort. You're speaking to people all across the country. And when you tell about your business, you're talking to the country. Although it's just, we're all friends, we're all buddies. Talk to me. If you're trying to get in and can't get in, press *6. If you're trying to get in and can't get in, press *6. But all the lines are still muted, so talk. Yes.
It's Cheek.
Yes, Cheek.
How are you?
Oh, darling, so you know I'm so fantastic, great. And the only way I could do any better, darling, if I were you.
You know, flattery will get you a hamburger and some french fries. But
I said the french fries, baby. You keep the hamburger.
I just want to tell you that I just so love being on the calls with you and the people that are generous in their contribution on the calls. It's really growth work. It's really growth work. And I think that we should all be up to a bigger game. And you're laying the foundation for that. And I just want you to know, I don't really care about other people unless they care. I just want you to know that I really appreciate what you're up to every week. It means a lot to me. And I don't always make it, but I do listen to the replays, and you're up to something really big. You're up to really something transformative. And again, I just want to say publicly to you personally that I appreciate who you are being on the planet and your contribution on these weekly calls. And I know that there are two weekly calls, and I do try to get on both of them, and I don't always say anything because, you know, I could say a whole lot all the time, and that's not where I'm trying to come from. But I do want to share with you that I appreciate you and your platform, and thank you.
But, darling, thank you, because, I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm just talking to myself. I really do. Because when I open up the lines, everybody should be scrambling to get in about their business, what you learn, and just get into the conversation. But to just sit there and not get into the conversation, I mean, everybody's not going to speak. I understand that. But if you got a business, y'all, you got to learn to speak up. You cannot be nervous. Because if you come to one of my events and I ask you who you are, you got to be ready to talk when I pull you on stage. Say, tell the country who you are and what you do. Because I always ask you three questions. Who you are, what you do, and how can people reach you? That's building and growing your business. I get nothing from it. That's me helping you. That's what this is. This is helping you.
Thank you, Mashallah.
Lines are open. Somebody talk to me. Lines are open. Lines are open. Somebody talk to me. Somebody truly is on a speakerphone. Please, take yourself off a speakerphone. Whoever you are, you got to come off a speakerphone. Okay, there you go. That's much better. You know, you have to live your dream. It's your dream. Do you realize that if you don't fulfill your purpose, how you're denying the world of them feeling their purpose? Because if your purpose crosses my life space and you're not fulfilling your purpose, who do you think you're doing to me because you crossed my life space? Your purpose crossed my life space for a reason. And when you deny me that, you deny me my success. And you also deny yourself your success. Lines are open. Somebody talk to me.
Hello, Mr. Murray?
Yes.
Yes, I'm Damon Wilson from Pittsburgh again. This is my
second. Yes, Damon.
And I appreciate everything that you're doing. This is a this is something new. This is like something that I believe is going to catch on like wildfire. But my narrative, I'm trying to build an empire, and starting out, you know, rather with the easiest one, and building to the, you know, to the hardest one first. And I need this. I need everything that you're about, and everything that you will be able to bring, Grant, to me, and learning more than anything else. Stepping out, you know, in places you've never been, and not knowing where to go. You know, people need this to lean on and to learn from. And as I grow, you know, and I need to talk to you, and I will do that soon. You know, I'll be able to express more of what my business will be.
Now, you, Pittsburgh, I don't know how far you are from me, but if you can make it down here in April the 20th, the 30th, it would be worthwhile, man. I'll make it worth your while. If you come down and you feel your money's away, it's money back guarantee.
Yes,
sir. I don't know how far you are from me to be no more in Pittsburgh. About three hours?
Yeah, 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, that's just a cruise, brother. Your car needs to be blown out anyway. You got to put it on the road, blow it out, man. If you don't blow it out, you got a problem. Get that carbon out of it. I say, I'm helping you in many ways. I'm helping you blow the carbon out of your car out on the highway. And when you get here, I'm giving you $1 million of information. And you get to do one-on-one with all the experts that I have teaching.
Yes, sir.
So I hope to see you down here. You got about 5 to 6 weeks? 6 weeks?
Yes. Yes.
Before 27, so you got things on the plan for it. Prepare for it.
Yes.
You know, never travel alone, brother. Bring some people with you. And invite people to the call. And call, you know, I want y'all to, I really want you to. Two things. I'm going to ask you a favor, y'all, because like I say, if I ask you to do me a favor, it's 10 times more valuable to me than it is to you. I'm going to ask you to do two things for me. I want you to go on my website, mminstitute.info, and give me a testimonial. Do you know I've been asking for that, and one of y'all give me a testimonial? That's what I'm thinking. Am I wasting my time? See, all these calls are free to y'all. Every time I do a call, y'all, it costs me money. And I'm giving y'all all this money, and y'all won't even go and give me a testimonial, which is free. MMInstitute.info. And you write a testimonial. It ain't got to be nothing with Mr. Murray. The show is fantastic. You know, I gained a lot from it. And sign. And just put your name. That's all you got to do. Or whatever you think. That's all you got to do. And then the second thing I'm asking you is, bring somebody with you to my session. Bring somebody with you on the call. All you're doing is giving a blessing. How hard is that? How hard a blessing is that to give? You're going to get it back, so life will make sure you get it back. And that person you bring on board might be the person whose life you saved, whose business might become that $1 million business, and look what you will get from that. How hard is that to tell people about the call? How hard is that? I mean, if I was telling you, you know, it's $1 million, you're not going to understand. So I'm just asking you something that's not going to cost you. And if you do come to my event, you're going to walk away with so much information. And that's the chance you get to sit down with all these great, 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 great minds and ask them one-on-one questions. How often do you get a chance to do that? I guarantee y'all don't get a chance to do that. And you never know who's going to pop in. Lines are open, y'all. Somebody talk to me.
Mr. Murray, this is Candace again.
Yes, Candace.
Thank you. I had another question or statement question I wanted to ask.
Okay.
One thing that I struggle with personally is telling my personal story. You know, there is power in the story. So when you tell your personal story, you want to tell it in the way that makes people interested and makes them, you know, want to listen to what you have to say.
Yeah.
So what advice do you have about carving out a memorable and interesting personal story that, you know, perks people's ears up and makes them want to listen, makes them want to pay attention to you?
Show them your success. Talk about where you were and where you are and how possible everything is. What you do is show them your value, the value that you're giving them. See, my value I give you is I'm teaching you the thoughts and the action processes. That's valuable. I'm giving you value. I just told you about my 12 sessions that you give. If you, I don't know, $27, y'all won't spend $27 to get 12 sessions. And you wonder why you're in where you are. But let me tell you about these new shoes coming out, this new gadget. And you go, you'll stand in line for hours.
Right.
But you will not spend no money on your brain. It makes no sense. I don't get it. And you wonder why you're struggling. It's because you are doing, at where I am right now. Do you know everybody knows who listens that I spend 4 hours a day studying. Minimum of 4 hours every day studying. How can I teach you what I don't know? So you got to put in the work. See, success is only, you put in the action. You put in the studies, the research, the webinars, the seminars, the sessions. I'm giving you 12 sessions for $27. That's hundreds of dollars worth of information I'm giving away. Everyone should be blowing up that website of tipsonsuccess.com/William Murray/success because of the value of what I'm giving you. Did you like the session? Did y'all like the session tonight? But just think now if you got to add 12 more of them. What that would do for you. Turn your radio off and plug that in. And just play them. So, Candace, when it comes to stories, dear, and I tell stories all the time, I laugh at myself. I do. If I don't laugh at me, how can I, it may affect me when you laugh at me. You can't laugh at me and upset me. I'm too busy laughing at me.
Right.
I know I'm short, got silver hair. Ain't the best looking thing in the world, but I'll get your attention, dear. Like that lady told me today, do you always look that nice every day? And I had to tell her yes, because I do. You never know where that $1 million person will enter your life. You have to look like you look like a million. I don't care if you ain't got but a pen in your pocket. Nobody knows how much money is in your pocket, but you and the lint that's in your pocket keeping the company. I look like $1 million when I ain't got a penny. I ain't got a pocket to eat and the window throw it out of. Nobody knows that but me. Now you country people, I know y'all heard that before. You city folks, that's something new. I love my countryness. But see, I use that to my advantage. I know I'm country. I know I talk country. I know I sound country. I know I stutter. But you can't laugh at me about that. Stop too busy laughing at me. So you keep the story interesting. And there is truth. Trust me. People love stories. People love stories. Love to tell your story. Lines open, y'all. We got 2 minutes. Somebody talk to me. Thank you, Candace.
Thank you very much for that.
I hope I answered your question.
Yes, you did.
But you have my number, too, so you know you can call.
Okay, I will.
All right. Lines open. Somebody talk to me. We got 1 minute. But I can close a minute early. I don't mind. All right, I want to thank everyone that tuned in, and I did enjoy the night session. We did have a nice
hello.
Session. Yes.
This is Brother Johnson from New York. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, Glenn. I'm so glad that you're I've been watching you tune in waiting for you to say something.
Yes. I'm like a sponge. I just soak it all up. Anyway.
Yeah, but you can't be secret agent 008 either.
That's what I'm talking. So I'm going to order my tapes tomorrow.
Okay. Okay.
And my question is about this diabetes, man. I got to kick this thing, man. I'm tired of sticking myself. And I just wanted to know your eating regimen, you know, that you do from the time you get up to the time you lay back down.
Well, I'm a fruit and vegetable junkie.
Okay.
I'm a fruit and vegetable junkie. I love liquids. Apple juice, you got to give up acid. Orange juice and stuff with acid is not good. For one thing, it's too much sugar.
Yeah, I know that.
You got to give up red meat.
Okay.
You definitely got to give up pork.
Okay.
You got to give up salt and pepper.
Okay.
Salt and pepper. Every time your wife, your miserable, you cook, put garlic and cayenne in your food.
Okay. Cayenne?
Yes, red pepper. It's a blood purifier that builds your immune system.
All right.
You can eat many small meals a day, but you got to watch what you eat. And don't eat to get full, man. Just eat to suffice. You got to do a lot of fruits and vegetables, bro.
Okay.
You got to walk every day. Not walk here to there. Walk, exercise, walk.
Okay.
Okay, so see, now here's what you got to do. You got to do a cleanse. You got to cleanse your body out.
What's a good book for you to read?
Oh, God. I got so many in my mind, I don't know what to tell you to read. I tell you what you can do. Go online.
Okay.
And pull up the book, Alternative Medicine. Alternative Medicine. It is about several hundred pages thick. And pull up Diabetes Healed Holistically. Or just say Diabetes Holistic. And it'll give you what you got to do about your diabetes. But see, you got to put in the research, bro.
Okay.
It's very easy. Man, do you realize, man, that the sugar diabetes is not hereditary?
Yeah,
high blood pressure is not hereditary.
Even though they say you had it in the hospital.
It's not hereditary. The only thing that's hereditary, my brother, is diet.
Mm.
Now, go on my Facebook page. And you see a lot during the day, during the week, I post a lot of stuff about diet. I post a lot of stuff about that. Oh, here's who you look up. Look up Dr. Sebi. Sebi. S-E-B-I.
S-E-B-I.
And read. So this gentleman, man, has cured high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, AIDS, alcoholism, drug addiction. But because he does it holistically, man, he went to the Supreme Court and won his case. That is the guru. There is no doubt about him being the guru. And from him, you learn about other people and other things to do. Because you got to get off that couch, man, and exercise, bro.
Okay. Well, I had, you know, some of the side effects from diabetes that I had it about since about 1995. But I didn't start taking injections about 10 years ago. But
you can come off of that, man. It's just you got to change your diet and cleanse your body. Cleanse
right.
your body. It's not, man, I haven't eaten pork. I haven't eaten meat in over 30 years. Salt, pepper. You know, man, at 65, I'll be 66 this year. And you know, man, I don't know what it is to be sick.
Yeah,
because I changed my diet. Brother Dick Gregory and Brother Bay taught me diet. And from there, I started reading all these diet books. Because you have something in your system that is stronger than all of that. It's called melanin.
Okay. What about Alaskan salmon?
You can eat salmon. Salmon is good for you, yes.
Okay. Well, that's about my only... But I haven't thought that...
Lemon.
Okay.
Water. You got to put water in your system, bro.
Yeah.
Sodas is the worst thing you can put in your system. Sodas have no nutritional value whatsoever. That is the biggest killer of people of color, is soda.
Yeah, I know. We do water testing.
So, man, you got to change your diet, bro. You see, now you got to live, now where I'm talking about living a need life instead of a want life. Because I know you want to live a life of longevity, and you don't live as sick.
Yes.
It's going to take time for your body to adjust and heal itself. Do you know your body can heal itself of every disease that exists even now, the AIDS?
Yes.
If you do it correctly and you put the proper things in your system.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready for it. My body's tired, and I don't inject myself everywhere, and I'm tired of doing that.
Well, brothers, start reading. It says, do you know the greatest invention outside of fire was, is the internet, my brother? The internet. It tells you everything from everyone all around the world.
Okay.
The internet. Sit down and turn that ignorant tube off or you sit and watch TV and start learning about your body and your diet, man, and how to live a healthy life. Man, if you saw me at my age of 56, man, you would not think I'm the age I am. That young lady cracked on me today, man, was about 35 or 40.
Okay.
You know how good she made me feel?
Mm-hmm.
I was walking, and I got some more pep in my step, baby. And told myself, damn, man, you still got it.
See that?
I know she was cracking on me. But I gave it to her in a nice manner. And we both laughed, because I didn't tell her, I didn't put her down and not take the... I just, you know, it was nice. And it made me feel good.
Yes.
So, brother, you got to, you know, there's a lot you can do. You got to stop, get rid of all white. No sugar.
I got rid of
no
white.
No flour. And no rice. Start. You can't do that, bro. You got diabetes.
No brown rice.
Brown rice, okay, because, see, rice is starch.
Okay.
You can eat brown rice, just not a whole lot of it.
Yeah.
Brown rice is okay, but no white bread? Well, you're not supposed to do no bread.
No bread.
Okay. See, where you are now because you ate wrong.
Yeah.
Now you gotta correct your body. And it's not going to happen overnight. But you're going to be surprised how quickly it's going to happen when you start doing it.
Right, but the cleanse is the first thing.
Cleanse, yeah, but you got to go to your doctor and make sure that... See, man, here's what you need to do. You need to go to a holistic doctor, because you're going to a pharmaceutical doctor, and all they know is pharmaceuticals. See, pharmaceuticals don't cure you, man. All they do is make clients.
Yeah.
Make customers. That's it. Find yourself a holistic doctor, and listen to both of them. But get yourself a holistic doctor, my brother.
Okay.
What area are you in?
Oh, Bronx, New York.
Man, y'all got a lot of them up there, man. Go online, brother, and pull up a holistic doctor.
Okay.
So I told you, the internet gives you everything you want, brother. Mm-hmm. You just got to learn to use it.
Okay.
Hey, come out there and be as good cooking as me.
All right, that'll work, no.
Mr. Murray?
Yes.
Can I offer that gentleman in Bronx one more little thing?
Yes, please do. Who's speaking?
This is Peak in California.
Yeah, I know who you are, but I want him to know who you are.
Okay, my name is Peak, and I'm in California.
Okay.
However, I have a community of loved ones in the New York area, and you're in the Bronx. Look up Momentum Education. And that's my grandbaby playing her cartoons in the background, so forgive me. She's 4, and she's brilliant, and, you know, it's her evening before she goes to bed, so forgive me. MomentumEducation.com. MomentumEducation.com. Let me tell you something about transformational work and growth work and all of that. We can go out and get all the tools that we can gather, and that's what I want to share, tools, distinctions in supporting us. In terms of diabetes, my dad is a diabetic. He's paralyzed from the waist down. And I looked at his medication, and I looked at my dad's medication, my dad and my husband's medication, and I thought, you know, the Bible says all healing is in a plant.
Yes,
and we know about cannabis, and we know about aloe vera and the skin stuff and burns and all that, but how many other plants do are we aware of that really can take care of our diabetes, high blood pressure, and all the other ailments? And I prayed to God. I said, okay, I know about some things, but can you show me, if the Bible says all healing is in the plant, can you share with me the plant where all of our healing is? And I was introduced to essential oils, and they are amazing. I use them for everything, every day. And you might want to look into some of that. You can actually Google essential oils for diabetes, essential oils for headaches, essential oil for high blood pressure, essential oil for, and
or
this is
diet,
what I do.
Essential diet.
Essential diets, essential oils, you can use black pepper essential oil instead of the concentrated stuff that they make up. Pharmaceutical companies use plants, but they cannot patent plants, so they add on additional additives so that they can patent this, and they're making millions and billions on changing what God said was our healing so that they can make money. And what I'm offering is, if you have an ailment and you want some natural solutions, call me or inbox me,
okay,
and I'll share.
Give me your number. Give it to him. That's what this is about.
My number is 925-323-0944. And my email address is TLC, like Tender Love and Care. It's my initials and my last name. TLCAUL. My name is Teach Lee Call, CAUL. TLCAUL at Comcast.net. And it's, and for people that are trying to lose weight and be healthy, and Mr. Murray, my family let go of pork some time ago, and, you know, I grew up from the Rooter to the Tutor, so I like some chicken.
Yes,
I like some hog maws. I like some good barbecue ribs.
Everything's going, baby.
But I do it in moderation. And even when I do it in moderation, I feel myself not feeling very well because
they
taste good. But we grew up, you know, our heredity says that, you know, things are handed down, and the recipes that were handed down was the garbage that the slave owners passed on. And they were good, and our people learned how to make them taste good, and I still like the way they taste. However, in the interest of my well-being, I have chosen to decrease significantly the amount of pork that I do. So, like
this
I said,
zero, baby. This is zero on your pork.
Essential,
this is zero.
I'm so close to zero, it's pathetic. So, you want to do some juicing? You want to do some 10-day green smoothie cleanses. I can send you the book. I can connect you with the community. Somebody, I think it was you, Mr. Murray, that said walk. Just get out and walk around the corner. You don't have to run a marathon or any of that stuff. You ain't trying to impress anybody. You're looking after your own health. We're not in competition with anyone, but who do we get to be in our health journey? And that's what it is. It's a health journey. Yeah. And so I gave out my phone number. Mr. Murray knows my name, my phone number, my email address. If you guys didn't catch that, please, I don't charge anything for what I pay for to learn and grow. It's growth work, and I'm willing to share it every day of the week.
What I'm going to do, y'all, give me within 2 or 3 weeks, I'll do a complete show on diet. I'm going to bring in an expert that's going to explain diet, herbs like thyme, black seed, echinacea, golden seal, chlorophyll, cinnamon, all of that. All of that is good for you. salt and pepper, throw it as far as you can throw it. Now, here's what I did, see, Glenn, here's what I did, Glenn. I never go over 10:30, but see, y'all got to stop waiting till the last minute to ask questions. All that time I can spend, talk to me. Now, I've gone 12 minutes over, and I'm very adamant on closing down on time. So, Glenn, I did you a favor this evening because we've gone 12, 13 minutes over. Y'all got to start speaking up. See, that's what I'm going to get y'all to understand. You got to speak up. There's always somebody online that can help you.
Medina,
I want to make a call. Yes, Medina, make it quick, baby, because I'm getting ready to go. Go ahead.
I only want a telephone call from another country.
Okay, I understand.
Okay.
Yes, anything else you want to say, Medina?
There is a good book called Back to Eden.
Yes. Yes.
It's by Mr. Jethro. Jethro Kloss, Kloss. Very good book for me. It's a classic guide, Masters and Home Remedies, Back to Eden. Very good book.
Fantastic. There's also one I can call Eat Your Blood Type.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good. So, man, you got research out there for you, brother. All you got to make peace. Y'all, it's 10:44. Gotta go. Y'all ain't got to go home or go nowhere, but we got to get off here. I want to thank everybody for joining. See, this got good, but y'all got to start. When I open up the lines, come on, y'all. I sit for a long period of time waiting for somebody to say something. And I ain't busting at y'all, but come on now, y'all. See, that secret, quit being that secret agent. And quit being afraid to talk and ask a question. Because Glenn asked a question. Do you know how many people benefited from the question that Glenn asked that we gave him the answer to tonight? Because for every question he asks, there's 7 people don't have the nerve to ask it. Those who ask know, those who don't never will. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Y'all know it's a pleasure and a blessing when y'all tune in. You know how I go out, y'all, what y'all listen to. Like I told you, this is not an I thing, baby. This is a we thing. This is my theme song, y'all. It always says we. So, I want y'all to just listen, because y'all know how I love my theme song. Let me pull it up, y'all. Hold on. Give me a second. I got to find it now.
Thank you, Miss Murray.
And don't let anybody tell you that you can't make it, or peace of mind is in your way.
Uh-oh, there we go. See,
Amen.
I hear you, Diane. I hear you.
Yes, Matisha.
Now, y'all hear that? We're two from the good black person. Keep on pushing. We're all the winner. Here's what I tell you all the time. If you push me, I will pull you. If you pull me, I will push you. It's not going to matter whether I'm pushing or I'm pulling. We're all going to get there together. Until next time, y'all, God bless. Good night. And keep working on your road to success. Good night, and God bless.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.